on the issue of personalization.
Yeah.
The people I know who have a personalized news feed, I will always ask them, well, do you still subscribe to the New York Times or the Guardian or the Post? And they always say yes. And when I ask them why, it's because of the element of discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is a piece that I think it'll be a disaster if we lose. If I sit down and read the New York Times or the Burlington Free Press or whatever, cover to cover, I discover things that I didn't know I was interested in. So I think whatever we do, it's really important to somehow preserve and protect that concept of discovery.
Let me answer that by directing your attention to the screen for a moment. This is actually a very early prototype of a project that was launched as a result of some questions that RGI had and that I have worked on with a friend in New York, Kraft Mallon, who used to be with ABC News and ran their, managed the way they handled their digital archives for about 15 years. And one of the questions we were asking ourselves was, how could we create a news personalization service that will still have that serendipity, that local affiliation, that curation from professionals mixed in with it? And what we're experimenting with is something we're just calling Livestream. And what this is actually is an email that I got this morning, which I get every morning, which is a collection of articles from social media and other sources that are related to ways I profiled my identity. In other words, I've decided I'm an entrepreneur, that family is first to me, that I do want to get some headline news. And if you scroll down here far enough, you will see my local community, okay? That actually, it's not showing it very well today, but you'll notice underneath those two articles it says Berkshire Eagle. Those are actually bits of content that have come through a feed from Berkshire Eagle, because we've been sort of just very informally, just basically me talking to the editor of Berkshire Eagle, talking about how this might work. The idea, the sort of implementation of the idea is that an affiliate like the Berkshire Eagle or a public radio station would take this personalization service, add their own content and curation to it, designate a person who can have an interactive relationship with the users, and offer it as a way to draw more users to their service, because they can say, Bill, this is your personal live stream or personal news share. This is really very early. I mean, the technology behind this is actually quite advanced and well developed, but the user interface is not yet.